From Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, international speaker and quantum field visionary, Dr. Sue Mortar.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Bob Marlowe. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I have been so excited about this show. Not only is Dr. Sue Mortar on, and of course our musical guest, Bob Marlowe, but the show is entitled Everything is Energy, ... including us. And I get to be cognizant of this happening in my life, but I'm not cognizant enough. And this weekend, I had a really good example, like, Filippo, pay attention here, because my friends are paying attention, thankfully. So it was Persian New Year. Who knew? Happy Persian New Year. So there was a Persian New Year event that I was invited to, and I went with a friend of mine, and I had been to the location where this event was being held. As a matter of fact, I knew the owners of the location. The owners had told me that they had 170 people coming, and that was like 20 more than they were supposed to or something, and that they had turned away 40 people. So all this to say, as my friend was driving, he and I, to this event, I said, well, the parking is straight ahead and to the right, but you don't want to park there because they only have like 10 or 12 spaces, and you won't find a parking space there. And my friend said, Filippo, you just made it so now we won't. Why did you do that? And I said, well, think about it. You know, 170 people, 12 parking spaces. There's going to be no parking. So just go ahead and turn left. And he said, but Filippo, he said, we could have had a parking space there. And I said, you know, and he said, somebody could have left. I'm like, what, left the party? Like they got sick? You know, we're late. The party started. And then I thought, what am I arguing for? This is energy we're talking about. We could do this. And I said, you know what? You're right. And thank you for being that friend who could make me see when I'm not doing what I even think is the best thing to do. So you're right. We're going to find a parking space. So just go straight and then turn right into the parking lot. Now, we get to the parking lot. And of course, you know what happens, right? My friend said, oh, Filippo, you're right. There's no parking here. But that's actually not what really was the case. And what I noticed was, A, there was a parking space there, which surprised me, and B, he didn't see it because I bet in his mind, and I should have asked him, but I didn't think to, I bet in his mind he was saying, well, Filippo's probably right, there's no parking space. And he drove in to the parking space just a little bit, or to the parking lot, and couldn't see the parking space and started to drive back. And I said, no, you manifested a parking space, so go get it. And he says, I don't see it. I said, but I do. It's there. And sure enough, it was there. And we parked and we had a great evening. And that set the tone for me to remind myself throughout the whole weekend. And thankfully, Dr. Sue is here today to remind us everything is energy, including us, including parking spaces, even on Persian New Year when the event is sold out. So can't wait to bring her on in just a moment, right after this on the Life Changes Show.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo sitting here with Mark. And Mark, everything is energy.
There you go.
Including you.
It's a layup. Yes, you are correct. You know, it reminded me of The Secret, which was kind of the first one to really kind of share this out there in a way that reached a larger audience, where they would talk about, you know, parking spots and things of that nature. And we've talked about on the show doing that, you know, playing with it, you know, really putting your intention out there. And I think I talked about the day I was having a bad situation at the bank, and I decided instead of what the gentleman told me, I was just going to send him love, and he came back and did the opposite of what he told me, those kind of things. Mm. And, if we could be in that mindset all day, every day, things would be a little different.
And I think we could help each other do that. And that's what Dr. Sue, one of the things that she talks about. So, and I know we do our best to help each other. And so let's see how we can help more people. Well, she's well known to so many people, an international speaker. She's a master of bioenergetic medicine and quantum field visionary. She is Dr. Sue Mortar, and we are happy to welcome her to the show. Welcome to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you so much. It is such a pleasure to be here. You guys are just fantastic.
Oh, and
the
you.
Energy is great in here, by
thank
the way.
I've never gotten an applause for a monologue, so thank you for that.
Well done.
Well, but I was thinking of you afterwards. I'm like, I have to tell her this. And so you have known about this ever since you were a child. So this is not this. You're unusual in this way. Tell us about that. How did you get to know this as a young girl?
Well, sure. I grew up in a household where quantum science was our dinner table conversation. So
wow.
We were always talking about the fact that thoughts are things, and what you think about and focus on and believe at a conscious and a subconscious level ends up manifesting in your reality, because it is generating your actual reality. And so I grew up knowing these principles and practicing them and living them as best I could as a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old and a 16-year-old, et cetera.
What a blessing.
Yes, what a blessing.
We had very different dinner conversations.
Exactly. Well, a blessing, yes. And on the other side, you must have been the only family like that around you.
Yeah, yeah. So, I've never been to the doctor to have an antibiotic prescription for some illness that I have. And so that is part of what we were doing. You know, my father was kind of on the cutting edge of healing and natural healing, and wanted to know why people healed. He was a doctor and wanted to know why some of his patients got better and some of them didn't. And led him into many, many years of research, which kind of opened up a realm of healing that is now referred to as energy medicine. Mm. And that's the only healthcare that I've ever had. So it's about learning how to move energy in your system and knowing that your thoughts and your feelings ultimately have a direct impact on your health and well-being, but also in your outer world. But yes, the kids around me at school weren't really talking about those kinds of things. So I make the joke that I was I found myself playing alone at recess quite a lot.
Oh.
It's okay. It wasn't really true, but it was, you know, at times I could see this energy. I accepted it as part of reality. And so I could see it. And when I talked about it, that was what, you know, kind of drew the line.
Wow. Okay. Well, what were you seeing? Were like on other kids or on people?
So, you know, like an aura around people. Mm-hmm. We kind of know about auras these days, but in those days, people didn't ever talk about that. So it would be like this yellow field of energy off the surface of someone's shoulder or their head or that kind of thing. And I would just ask my mom, what's that thing, you know, that's hanging off of the side of this person or whatever. It was really kind of bizarre.
And your mom would say?
My mom's eyes would get big and she wouldn't know what to say. And she would, then she was realizing that I was seeing what they were talking about, what the science was revealing to us. And so, as it turns out, we know today that lots of other people do see and work with this energy. But at the time, it was very unusual. And so I actually shut it down. I just was like, you know, I'm not going to do this. It makes me feel different. It makes me feel, you know, separate from everyone else. So I just kind of shut it down and later in life tried to regain it and couldn't. And it was many years later that in a meditation experience, it all opened up again in my world. So it's been quite an adventure.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's been looking at your aura this whole time.
All the time. So you're aware. And it's quite handsome.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Well, I was going to say thank you for that. I was going to say thank you for being a living, healthy, beautiful example of what you're talking about. Yeah. I think that's one of the greatest testimonial there is. And actually, speaking of testimonial, before we go on, thanks to Geraldine Glass, who talks so highly of you and what she gained from you, and we're going to get to hear her story in an upcoming show. But she's here tonight, and thankfully she connected us, so here we are.
Yes,
but we had already been connected.
Yeah, Bruce Cryer.
Bruce Cryer,
mutual friend.
Love this man.
We're going to talk more about him later in the show.
We're all connected. So
yeah, we are.
And it's a beautiful thing. So. How are people receiving this information now versus when you were a kid with the other kids?
Well, you know, I think we're living in a different world today than we were. It wasn't that long ago that I was a kid.
I'm sorry.
It was like 100 years ago.
No, but things are moving so quickly.
Yeah, it's true. And it's...
I'm sorry.
No. I'm 86 years old. So,
no, you're not.
I'm just kidding. I was about to say, I look pretty good for 86, though, don't I?
Wow, right. I don't know that anybody's got me on the show before. Okay, that's two firsts. Yeah. All right.
No, I think our world is changing. You know, people are looking for alternative ways of living life rather than being just so controlled by so many externally oriented solutions. People are soul searching. You know, they're looking for what has deep meaning, what really matters, and how do I really have a better relationship with myself, with the self, and that's really been a missing piece for a long time in our culture, and so people are definitely more open to the idea of energy flowing in our world and things like what you're describing. About the parking places and things like that, of course, but even more deeply reaching ways of working with energy to really heal themselves in many ways, in mental, emotional, and spiritual fashions, as well as deep physical healings that can happen when we learn how to master the energy of ourselves and our lives.
Mm.
One of the things that I share with people is that our life is really an outpicturing of how we're managing our own energy.
Mm.
If we're not at home for ourselves, then life has to kind of force us back into a different reality by the cosmic 2x4 hitting us over the head, telling us that we should listen to that gut feeling instead of overriding it, and that we should trust our heart of hearts desires and follow those things. And when we do, a true wave carries us through our lives that is a wave of grace that is intended to be unfolding in our life experience. But we get out of touch with that if we're not at home for ourselves. And learning how to do that is just a very important thing for our culture to recover. Yeah.
And you said you experienced something that brought you home to yourself, in a sense. How many years ago now?
It's about 18 years ago or so. I had graduated from school and opened my clinic and had a very successful practice.
And you were a doctor yourself.
Yes, and I still are.
And treating
patients and working with people, you know, deeply and helping people with all kinds of health conditions. And I was very successful by the ways that they measure those kinds of things. And I was building the house of my dreams and driving the car I wanted and taking my friends on vacation and all that kind of thing. But I was kind of miserable inside. And I walked out on my back deck one night, looked up at the stars and the sky and the heavens and said, okay, you show me what I'm supposed to do because I'm following all these rules, but it's not, you know, is this it? Is this all there is? Is it ever going to feel any different than this? Because I'm just going and doing and it's, you know, working, but this is not feeling like fulfillment to me. Very quickly, people started showing up in my life and inviting me into meditations and handing me books and doing all these kinds of things that happen when you ask the universe. It does reveal solution for you. It reveals the answer. And so I found myself really drawn to meditation and immediately started having experiences in these group meditations that were just multidimensional, transformational experiences. And very shortly after that, had a tremendously huge experience that my mind just lit up in a place way beyond logic and into this realm of the miraculous, truly. And I experienced myself as a spirit being, as my own higher self. And I was me, but I wasn't in a physical body. And I was really a ray of light, and I could see beneath me about the size of a marble, the earth, and I was embedded into it up to what would have been my knees. I could see 360 degrees around me in a brilliant light, so bright it was 10 times brighter than the brightest day in the desert I had ever seen. And there was an amazing sensation. There was a complete sense of fulfillment, of satisfaction, and there was nothing to become. There was nowhere to go, nothing to achieve. There was just this complete sense of completeness. Mm. And every time I took a breath, I could sense and feel that this brilliant light was moving through me and becoming this sense, this vibration, this energetic that we call love. And if I took a big breath, the sensation was huge. If I took a small breath, it was not so big. Mm. And so I had free will. I could think and see and perceive, but I was not in a human form. It was really quite mind-blowing and definitely life-changing. When I came down out of that, I knew that this was the truth of who we all are, that we are truly here to allow the light, the energy of creation, of nature, of the cosmos, of the universe, if you will, to traverse through us. And we turn it into whatever we choose to turn it into, that it rolls through us and out into our environment and creates our life experience. And so I started working with my patients and codifying how they could begin to manage the energy that I was trying to describe with them through their own lives. And they began to heal faster and stay better longer. And I really, it got my attention. It was truly changing the way that I was practicing healthcare and living my own life. And so
you've got a lot of people's attention, actually. Yeah. And if she's got your attention, you'll want to go to drsuemorter.com. That's Dr. D-R-S-U-E. MORTER.com. There you'll find where she's going to be next in live events, like here in LA and Sedona, as a matter of fact. And she's got a support package with DVDs and CDs and tickets to live events, books and CDs, all that. We'll talk about it in a little bit more when we come back with Dr. Sue, and a little later on, live music in the studio here on the Life Changes Show with Bob Marlowe.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him, then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life," and we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Dan Millman, The Green Children, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and of course our guest, Dr. Sue Mortar. She's an international speaker with a great voice, by the way, master of bioenergetic medicine and quantum field visionary. We've been talking about all kinds of experiences that led her here, and one of the experiences that I thought was really interesting, your father, now you became the master teacher of bioenergetic synchronization technique, but is it something your father started?
That aspect of what I do, yes. My father started as a healing technique in the 70s. He started inquiring about how people healed and what was happening. And he was in natural health care to begin with. And so he was looking for natural remedies. What is it that happens in the nervous system? And it led him into recognizing that unresolved emotion was actually the number one reason that people started getting sick and not being able to heal themselves, because the nervous system would kind of lock down in a fight or flight mode instead of being able to return to healing and filtering and cleansing that it is naturally designed to do. It would kind of get rise to the occasion in an emergency situation, but then if the emergency situation was unresolved on some emotional level, we could get locked into that mode of function. So the emergency can be over for a year, can be over for 10 years or 30 years for someone, and their system is still fighting the bear, still running from the bear, doing whatever the emergency was. As far as it's concerned, the emergency is still happening. So the body does, it's like two sides of a coin. It doesn't flip into healing mode if it perceives that there's still a danger in the room. It works on a priority basis and will always deal with what is the most life-threatening thing first, even if that life-threatening thing was 10 years ago.
And so, only perceived at this point.
Yes, not even real, just in our imagination or in our memory, or just even if we are, if what we experienced was a moderate threat, but we're afraid of having that experience again, and we constantly run on that fear, that also keeps us in the same state as if the emergency was happening. The subconscious doesn't know the difference between you being face-to-face with a bear or remembering a bear that happened 10 years ago or fearing a bear that could happen tomorrow. So it gives the same physiological response chemically, and the muscles get tense and all kinds of things start to become exhausted. The adrenal system can get exhausted and the thyroid gets out of whack because of that. And the next thing you know, you're in a chemical heap, a heap of a mess, and things just aren't running the way that they're supposed to. And so the work that I do is addressing that.
And that is referred to as BEST, bioenergetic synchronization technique.
Yeah, BEST is the aspect of synchronizing the energies in the body that help to remove the subconscious interference, and is one of the modalities that I use.
That
that is what my father started developing in the 70s and continued to research and develop his entire life up until four or five years ago when he passed.
Yeah. Wow. Now you're talking about medical and biological and physiological and all that, and I sense that there's a bridge here to the same thing applies to what we want to achieve in life.
It's exactly the same thing, and that's the thing that confuses people, or it's a missing link, I should say, for people. And the common denominator is that everything is energy. That everything is energy. Your chemistry is energy. Your muscles are made of energy. The nerve impulse that's traversing through them is energy. The conscious and the subconscious minds are energy frequencies. And all of those frequencies throughout our entire system, as well as out into our relationships and our life dynamics, it's all energy. It's all an energetic exchange. And we are sensory beings. Our body is built of 1,000 to 10,000 times more sensory nerves than motor nerves. We're supposed to be sensing and perceiving and working with this energy and able to identify with it and identify as it in order to manage it better in our lives. And so there are codified ways of learning how to work with that energy if we just begin step by step, simple ways to begin working with it. We can start to manage that common denominator underneath our health, our physiology, our chemistry, our psychology, our healing of injuries, our ability to develop properly as kids, as children. All of it is about how is the energy flowing in our system, and then therefore in our lives.
So the bear can affect us physiologically, the bear can affect us emotionally, where we can't move forward in certain aspects of our life. I'm using a bear, but you probably have better examples.
No, it's true. And you know what? It's actually not the bear. It's our emotional response to the bear. You know, it's like two different people can be in the same scenario and have entirely different experiences. Mm. If you're in an automobile accident, if you were driving a brand new car, you're going to be very upset. If you're driving an old jalopy, you're going to be pretty happy about that accident. It's going to be over,
one
right?
One can bear with it, the other one can't.
Right. So our emotional response to a situation will ultimately determine if we become resolved with it. So that when the accident is over, if a person was going through a divorce, let's say, and they're in this automobile accident at the same time, they have tension and are emotionally upset to begin with, and then they get in this accident, and now there's a physiological defensiveness that takes over in the body trying to protect itself during that moment. And the body won't physically heal. It possibly would not physically heal from the physical injury if the emotion of the divorce was never resolved. It's as if all of that gets recorded together on one CD and gets slid into storage together. Wow. And so what we have to do is pull it out and resolve the emotion, and then the physical body can heal thereafter. So all of that is a component of energy medicine.
Wow. I don't know that I've ever heard it that way before, and thank you for that. You've filtered this down into some codes that people can, like, step by step go through the codes and work through what their emotions or their past fears or...
Yeah, it's kind of fascinating. You know, the body is constantly speaking an unspoken language. It's a nonverbal and unheard language from how we're used to communicating. But the body will ripple energy through it. And if the mind will listen to what the body is trying to reveal to it, it will reveal to it where we're stuck and how we're stuck, etc. For instance, if you think about something and you get a knot in your stomach when you think about it, there's a language going on there. Mm. And if it's a knot in your stomach versus a lump in your throat versus tightness in your chest, those are very different messages. And they are specifically related to different aspects of our own consciousness, different vibrational frequencies of energy that relate to different parts of our emotional well-being, our mental and emotional well-being, our the wholeness of who we are. And so what people can begin to do is notice that, you know, if I get affected here in my stomach versus here in my chest versus up here in my throat, that it means something different to me. And most importantly, if they know how to start to work with what they're feeling and observing, they can start to move the energy through their body and not get locked up on the emotional experience as much. In other words, if you get emotionally upset, it's going to block your energy. Your energy will lock down in one pattern or another. And if you can learn to unlock that pattern, even if you haven't come to terms with it mentally and emotionally, the energy moving again makes it easier for you to come to terms with it mentally and emotionally, because you're robustly moving energy of health and vitality through your system again, so you don't feel so victimized and alone and isolated and weakened by the situation. You can feel your personal power.
So my story about finding the parking space, the part that I focused on was how interesting that he couldn't see the parking space because of my energy or what I said. So we all affect each other.
We all affect each other, absolutely, completely. And what the introduction of that conversation was about, hey, don't think that way because we were going to have a parking place. Right. What the invitation there is for us is to operate beyond logic. There's an invitation right now in our culture. We're waking up to the idea that there's more to life than just logic, than just the rationale. Logic and
maybe
rational
logic
thinking
is illogical.
Right. You know, where I'm coming from with all of this is that miracles can happen in our lives. Miracles are supposed to be happening all the time. What we call a miracle is just the type of energy movement that happens beyond logic. It's beyond logic. That's why we call it a miracle. If it was logical, we wouldn't call it a miracle. So we pray for a miracle, but then we want to think logically. And so, we're duping ourselves. Mm. And so what the invitation was in that parking place conversation that night was about, hey, let's open our minds to the miraculous. Let's just say, why not? I mean, why would we box ourselves in with a particular belief system? You know, and that's what I'm teaching people how to do, is to stop boxing themselves in, to learn to live in a realm that isn't based on your past experience. That we know that our past doesn't equal our future, but yet we keep drawing on our past all the time to predict what the future's going to be like. Mm-hmm. And so we keep recreating the past based upon the limitation of our thinking.
Mm.
And so it's about using the imagination and getting to know the language that is beyond logic and beyond what we're familiar with.
I like it. And we don't know the title of the book yet, but there is a book coming out on Simon & Schuster in probably the spring of 2019, yes, about a year from now. And it's going to be by Dr. Sue Mortar, and she's going to go through the energy codes and how they help with what stress reduction and better health and all that. But when we come back, hopefully we can have an exercise or one of the codes or something that we could. I think you've given us so much already, but we can potentially hit the ground running with something solid that we can say and tell other people. And we learned this from Dr. Sue. And when we come back, we're going to have our very own Dorothy Donahue with her Ask Dorothy segment. And after that, our musical segment with Bob Marlowe here on the Life Changes Show after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and of course, our guest, Dr. Sue Mortar. And she informed me that the book might be called The Energy Codes?
The Energy Codes.
The Energy Codes.
It could be called The Energy Codes.
Okay. Or it could be called Quantum Flip. And what, Flip, is that named after me?
It is.
For Filippo?
No, it is. Short for that.
What is Quantum Flip?
Awesome. Sorry. Quantum You.
The Quantum You.
Yeah,
that's
the Quantum
great.
You.
So what is Quantum
so
Flip?
So the Quantum Flip is, it's actually a quantum science term that means that energy can change its flow in an instant. It doesn't have to slow down, reach a zero point field, and then turn around and go the other direction. Like we would have to slow down an ocean liner and turn it around really slowly. And that's kind of how we operate in our lives. We think that I'm in process. I have to work through this change in my life, and it's going to take time for me to change. And it's just not the truth. The truth is it can change in an instant, that the tiniest particle in the physical reality can be measured moving two directions at the same time. It's a very complex conversation, but it is a reality.
Maybe we can have it on a subsequent show. When the book
absolutely
comes out.
I'd love to go there. It's fabulous. Fantastic.
Speaking of books, there are a couple things. There's one book, and a set of CDs, 108 Ways to Manifest Your Magnificence. And then there's a few DVDs. They're called Body Awake. There's a series, right?
Yes,
Body Awake.
Yes.
So energy codes, if you could give us before we go an energy code, what do you mean by that, and what is one we can take home with us?
Sure. So the energy codes were codified things that I found were making a difference efficiently, effectively in people's lives. And I began to use them with all of my patients and clients that I started teaching workshops with and speaking with in live events. And so I travel the world now teaching these live events and teaching people how to do some of these things. So one of the things that's really fun for people to do is to, right now, just pick something across the room from you. And just imagine that you're just throwing all of your energy onto that thing across the room. You're just kind of disempowering yourself, giving your power away. Maybe you could imagine someone walking in the room that takes your power away from you all the time. You just walk in the room and you just throw all your power onto them. And now, notice how that feels inside your body. And then just call it all back home. Just pull all of your energy back into your own body. Not to wall yourself off from anyone, but just to concentrate your own energy back inside of you. Concentrate your awareness inside the core of your own body. And you might feel something different right now in the body when you take note and just feel that. Now, throw all your energy off of you again. Just throw it out there. And then call it all back home onto the self. And the feeling that you can sense and feel in the physical body in those moments of exchange is an example of how energy moves. And all we have to do is just pay attention here or pay attention there on subject, on myself, or throw it onto object across the room or back onto subject and just notice the distinction that's happening there. Now, the most important thing that I would do once you come onto the subject, come back onto the self with your energy, just call it all back home again, is to start breathing in a vertical fashion up and down through your body, because science has measured that the energy flows through the human system from overhead down through the body and into the earth, and then it rises back up from the earth and comes up through the body and comes out the top of the head and cycles around the outside of the body and comes in at the base of the spine and just keeps recycling and recycling and recycling. And so if we can start to breathe in this vertical type of sensation through the center of the body, what we do is we start to enhance a photon density, which is the tiniest particles of our physical being. We start to create more density in our core, which allows us to be more aware of a sense of self and not give our power away so easily. So just imagine a space just 2 feet above your head and breathe as if you could breathe through the top of your head like a whale in a blowhole. Just breathe energy down through the top of your head, down through the center of your brain, through the center of your throat, down through the center of your chest, down through the center of your belly, and then exhale that breath down through the tip of your spine, out through the pelvis, down through your legs and into the earth. And then take a deep breath in from deep in the earth, breathe up into the belly, just like you're drawing it up, just to make it up. Just use your imagination. And breathe it up to the core of the body, in toward the heart space, and follow that same path back up and out the top of your head. So you would exhale out the center of your throat, up through the center of your brain, and out the top of your head, again like a whale would exhale out of a blowhole, exhaling. And continue then and breathe in from overhead, down through the body, inhaling to the heart space, exhaling into the earth, and then inhaling up from the earth, up into the core of the body, and exhaling up and out the top of your head again. It's a simple practice, but if you will slow your breath down, you slow your mind down. When you slow your breath, you slow your mind. When you're stressing, when you're anxious, if you come onto subject, like we've talked about, and start breathing in this vertical central channel kind of breath, and you slow your breath down as slow as you can go, you will automatically begin to become more relaxed, less upset, more present, more creative. Your genius can come forward instead of your fight or flight mode. And, you know, there are many, many practices that we can utilize to build on top of that. But that is a fantastic way to start, to just center yourself, to be present, and to step out of a sense of fight or flight and step into the truth of who you are, which is drawing from cosmic energy, truly from the universe, and not perceiving yourself as a separate self, but rather a channel of energy, which is what the human system actually is, and utilizing that energy in all kinds of new ways will become obvious to you as you do so.
What a gift. Thank you, Dr. Sue, for giving us that. And I not only look forward to your Simon & Schuster book in the spring of 2019, I look forward to the children's book.
Yes, working on it currently.
You are surely working on.
Yes.
And then the course for children, kindergarten on up.
Yes.
How exciting will that be for the new world
Absolutely.
That we are creating?
My delight. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing in the way that you have, especially Dr. Sue Morter, DrSueMorter.com. Thank you again.
My great pleasure.
And with that, we have, Mark, do we have a shout-out before our Ask Dorothy segment?
Yeah, we have a shout-out. We want to give a shout-out to our common friend with Dr. Sue Mortar, Bruce Cryer, senior advisor and former HeartMath CEO and mentor, Bruce Cryer. Check him out at brucecryer.com and check out his Renaissance Human Movement, where the mission is to inspire and practically enhance the creative spirit inside each person that they touch so that their lives are infused with the very creativity that lies at the heart of every human being. Check out renaissancehuman.co. Dorothy, my name is Jack and I live in L.A. What is the matter with me? I just work with a constant pit of despair in my gut. It is present all day, every day, getting worse rather than better. I realize that what I am putting out is what I am creating, so much of my pain, and I just don't know how to stop doing it. I am interested in an amazing woman who shows me no interest in me, and I don't blame her because she is highly intuitive and doesn't want what I am putting out there. I feel helpless. It all seems so hopeless. What can I do?
Well, Jack, since I've had the pleasure of working with you personally, I'm so glad that you reached out with this question, and I'd like to answer it from my personal experience of you. To begin with, I'm proud of you for understanding that what you are putting out there is what is creating so much of your pain. I'm proud of you for asking how you can stop what you're putting out there. The truth is that you're the only one that can do that. And stop what you are focusing on. Taking responsibility for your life's challenges is an awesome step forward. This is a big win, and I'm excited for you because now you can become a conscious co-creator. Just like many of my clients, you are here to assist in creating a new and better reality for all. And because you're totally awake and aware of what's going on in the world, you, like so many others I know, are faced with the feeling of hopelessness because it appears that things are getting worse. However, the truth is that things are getting better, and a large part of this is the work you are doing. So let's focus on all of the good, and let's shift our consciousness to discover what more we can do to make things better for this world. You have come here to be in service, and I look forward to the day when you see what a grand job you've already done. You've impacted so many lives in a most wonderful way, and I understand your frustration, as I believe it comes from not being able to immediately do this in a much larger way. And I know that you will succeed and complete your mission. So taking responsibility is a huge part of the answer you're seeking. You see, life is the biggest thing you will ever tackle. It's bigger than getting a girl a job or a career, even bigger than creating a large company and creating a family. Unlike those things, life doesn't always have easy markers on which you can hang your hat and say, I did that. Or maybe it does, but we aren't taught to look at those markers. For example, when building a company, you can see money being raised or sales going up or stock prices increasing. Of course, we can see them go the other way too, but if we choose to look at them in a positive way, we can be happy with what we have achieved. If you were trying to be a bodybuilder, each step of the way you would know the weights to pull, and you would know which muscle to isolate, and you would be able to see sometimes small and sometimes major growth. But in life, it's not so easy to see our progress. It may take years or decades to see what our life really is and has become thanks to the work we've been doing. In your case, having had the benefit of working with you, I can tell you that the simple fact that you know that you're the one affecting the world around you tells me that you've grown leaps and bounds, and your next leap and bound is not so far away. I also know that as far as the woman is concerned, you couldn't see a woman like this in the recent past, but now you know this is the type of woman you want and deserve. I celebrate that. And now you're on the path to being in a relationship with yourself that can sustain a relationship with a woman of your new dreams, one who wasn't even on your radar before. And finally, the fact that you are calling what you're going through is despair. Well, I knew you when your despair looked a lot worse than this. So this tells me your stock is rising, your muscles are growing, and your life is beautifully on course. Instead of choosing despair, I ask you to celebrate you and to congratulate you. for all of the good you've accomplished. And if you choose to do this, I trust that that energy will manifest your dreams a lot faster, a lot sooner. I know you can, because stepping out of victimhood into taking responsibility is the most powerful thing you can do for yourself.
If you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
Thank you, Dorothy. And we'll be right back after this with our musical guest, Bob Marlowe, on the Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and of course our guest, Dr. Sue Mortar. And joining us in the studio is a guitarist, singer, a songwriter, whose music could be described as from the heart. We welcome Bob Marlowe to the show. Welcome, Bob.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Before we start and before we forget, I want to thank Olivia Brownlee for introducing us. You and Olivia's mom started a group many years ago?
We've been singing together for 50 years.
And then Olivia was a musical guest on her show, and then she spoke about you and how you were one of her influences from the beginning.
Yes.
How does that feel?
That feels really good.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever felt like I was anybody's musical influence.
Well, she said that, not on the air, but she said that when she referred you as a potential musical guest. And what do you mean from music from the heart?
Well, when I first started writing, interesting hearing the doctor, the good doctor talk and the conversation, my early songs, when I discovered that I could write songs, my wife calls them suicide songs.
Oh?
Meaning the dark places in my life that I was dealing with, you know, that was the muse of my music.
Mm.
And so the songwriting just expressed that, you know. And
help you get it out.
Yeah, helps you get it out. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully, I trust your heart is not in that place and you've brought other kind of music to the show. No, I'm playing. Of course you have. As a matter of fact, we're going to hear one that's called Can't Stop the World.
A song can't stop the world.
Oh, a song can't stop the world. Oh, okay.
As we know, there are millions of songs. And so, as a messenger, we might want to reach a lot of people, but maybe not, depending.
Okay, well, let's reach as many people as we can. All Here right. is Bob Marlowe singing A Song Can't Stop the World.
When you look into music, what do you see? Does it tug at your heartstrings? Does it make you feel free like a bird on the air? A tune can take you up there. A song's like a loved one. It wants you to care. No, a song can't stop the world from going round. No, it can't stop the world from being unsound. But it might change a heart, change a heart or two. No, a song can't stop the world, but it might stop you. You know our hearts get tired. We have to fake being strong, so we give love to no one. Then no one stays very long. When your heart gets weary, drop on into a song, and your eyes will shine brighter, and life may not go so wrong. No, a song can't stop the world from going round. No, it can't stop the world from being unsound. But it might change a heart, change a heart or two. No, a song can't stop the world, but it might stop you. Well, music takes me where I long to be, flying high, feeling free.
Thank you for sharing that. Bob Marlowe. Bob has a couple CDs out, actually three, and you can learn more about Bob at Bob Marlowe. That's BobMarlowe.com. And Bob, I love how you say that you learned how to play the guitar at the School of Hard Knocks, or the School of Paying Your Dues. However, you actually teach school. You teach high school. So, I trust you teach from your heart as well?
Absolutely, where I teach. Yeah, I am. Through my time at the high school where I work, I've been asked the question many times, what do you teach? And I always come back with, it's not what I teach, it's who I teach. Who I work with, who I relate to. I work with kids that get kicked out of the regular high schools. Mm. So it's kids with a lot of problems. Could be substance abuse, could be, it's usually a rough family life. Mm. Lots of different reasons, but they get way behind in credits, not going to graduate, so they get sent to where I work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you for doing what you're doing.
So just along that line, I have a guitar class now that I've had for about 3 years. Really, really changed my teaching life when I got that class.
Mm.
Because you can really relate to the kids through, you know, teaching a musical instrument.
Yeah.
Because we all dream. We all have a dream.
Oh, Bob, that's very special. Thank you for sharing that. And before we go, you had one more song that you were going to do for us. It's called Roadside Telephone. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, here's Bob Marlowe singing Roadside Telephone here on the Life Changes Show.
thought I had arrived when I saw the sign. Hell, use low gears on your decline. I said these must be the pearly gates, but they were covered with stone. Said I must have the wrong address, so I picked up the roadside telephone and I called on the Lord. Don't you know I called on the Lord? Don't you know I looked around inside my mind for some reason to leave? Then my life flashed in front of me and I had plenty to grieve. Looked for love but only saw hate, and as I slipped inside the gate, Satan's hand reached out for me, and baby, it must have felt like a million degrees. So I called on the Lord. Don't you know I called on the Lord. I yelled, Lord, signal in for substitute to help me fight the fire. And then the Lord smiled down on me, come on and sing in my choir, hallelujah. So I threw my luck aside, I picked up my voice, thumbed the truck right on up the road. And well, I couldn't make no other choice, so I called on the Lord. Don't you know I called on the Lord. I yelled, Lord.
Okay. Thank you, Bob Marlowe. Again, Bob Marlowe at BobMarlowe.com. And let's say a hello to your wife, Deborah.
Hello, Deborah.
Yeah, the big
smile.
Sweet.
I hope you're listening. Because if you're not, you'll hear about it.
He'll be home soon. And with that, thank you so much, Bob, for being with us and sharing your songs with us. Again, BobMarlowe.com. And of course, what a privilege and a pleasure to have you here, Dr. Sue Mortar. Again, DrSueMortar.com, DrSueMortar.com. Learn more about her there. Well, that is our show. So a big thank you to Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us sound so great. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com. On Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.